All right, so as you know, we do this each week, and we turn you on to some local music. And we started the Thursday Music Club probably 7 years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago. And believe it or not, Slammin' Sammy Sound was not the initial host. No, there was a woman.
She's still a woman, I think,
named Rebecca Brogan. And Sam and Rebecca had a magazine called St. Louis Sound.
Sam and Rebecca?
Yeah. And I had reached out to them.
What? Cheers, right? Is that a Cheers reference?
No, it wasn't, but if you want it to be, it can be. How's your lunch? Good?
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner. So I turned to them and said, hey, I want to do a local music thing. So they would come forth each week with some local sounds. And Rebecca went about her business. I think she was an astronaut for a while and did some other things and went and had 9 or 10 more babies or something. And I was shocked when Sam walked in for the feature today. Right behind her was Rebecca Brogan. And there she is. How have you been, young lady?
I have missed you.
And interesting accessories you're sporting.
Right.
An 11-week-old.
And a diaper bag and a pumpkin seed.
Yeah. See what happens when you leave me?
I'm not the rock star I used to be.
It's kind of tough. Kind of tough to catch all the local bands with a papoose on.
Especially when it's not a musician. The last time I had a musician was my baby daddy, and now not a musician.
Really? So this baby daddy's not a...
Not a musician.
Not a musician. Well, he could still pick something up.
I'm sure. It's not too late to save our relationship.
An instrument, you know, is what I'm talking about. let's just be square about that. And I forgot about the laugh. People would write me at the radio station and say, either that woman's laugh is so adorable and I want to make it my ringtone, or they would say, shut her the hell up. I'm sorry, is the baby in here? I didn't want to say hell in front of the baby.
One of your regulars did write in to say that, unfortunately, he didn't want to listen to you anymore because of me. Do you remember that?
No, I don't pay attention to what
the listeners
say.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
So you're back, and this week you're actually going to be doing the feature with us. Do you even go out to clubs?
Every once in a while, I go see Lou play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So what are we doing this week? What do you got for us?
Well, since it's my first time back in a long time, I decided to do two favorites. I'm going to be biased.
Okay, so these are favorite bands of yours?
Yes.
Local bands playing around?
Of course, local bands and for me, and Odds Lane is our first one.
Go out and see them in between contractions? That's the laugh I'm talking about. There it is. I knew I'd get it. There's a bunch of dogs that want to mate that are now right by their radios. Okay, this is Odds Lane. Let's listen to a little bit of them, and then we'll chat about it a bit. Thursday Music Club on the Big 550 KTRS. Band is Odds Lane and Rebecca Brogan doing our Thursday Music Club. So what's the skinny on these guys? They're terrific, by the way.
They are great. And like I said, one of my faves, which you can check them out more at oddslanemusic.com. That song is Out My Window, which they're getting ready to release a video of that song with Beetle Bob. He's on the video.
Really?
Really.
How did they get such talent? There she goes again. Now you're going to scare the baby.
Anyway, if you want to see them live, you can see them this weekend at Rocktoberfest on the Landing.
Right.
Right. And that's quite a lineup there, too. We have Hazard to Your Booty, Bullet the Blues, Wandering Madman, and Blackwater 64. And Odds Lane is opening the show at 3:30.
All right. And that'll be on Saturday. Is that an outdoor stage?
It was.
Somewhere? Or is that it?
Yes,
club?
It is.
It is? All right. Oddslanemusic.com to their website. And we can do one more, too. What else you got?
Rachel Brandt, my second favorite on the list. They're not in order of favorites, by the way. But very different. She's a solo act. She plays with her husband a lot, but this is a solo song.
So do you, apparently. At least 9 months and 7 weeks ago, or 11 weeks ago.
Rachel Brandt.
Do you remember me being this funny? Or?
Yeah, I'm now wondering why I came. Okay.
Again, another joke I have, but I will keep it to my... I will just keep that to myself and keep moving right along. Rachel Brand, so you said she's kind of different. How is she different?
No, just different from Odds Lane. She's a solo performer, plays beautifully, beautiful voice. You can check her out on rachelbrandtonline.com.
Singer-songwriter kind of deal?
Both, yep, and absolutely gorgeous inside and out. So...
Doesn't she run a unique blog, too, from what I recall?
I appreciate you reading my notes. besides from her music, yeah, her and her husband have a website. It's a blog, thedailywild.com. It was inspired by vintage wear she was selling, but they certainly have information on a whole ton of other things. I go to it all the time. So you can check her out on rachelbrandtonline.com or thedailywild.com.
All right, let's listen to this. What's the song from Rachel Brandt?
Close to Me.
All right, is there a concert we need to plug for her? Any appearances that we know of, or just check the website?
Not that I know of. I would check the website.
All right, rachelbrandtonline.com. Here's Close to Me. Kind of a quiet song, really.
So if I keep sleeping, can I say it's not over? And you'll still be holding me close.
Rachel Brandt, rachelbrandtonline.com, the website. That's beautiful. I like when she picks the music, Sam.
I like it, too. Hi.
Hi, by the way. How
Hi.
Are you, darling?
Good.
What's going on?
Nothing. I was just, regretfully, I've given up the baby now. Somebody else has the baby.
Kind of fun holding that 11-week-old, wasn't it?
It's kind of sweet.
Can I think of that? It was a long time ago. That wasn't that long ago. My boys were that size. Now they're punching me in the eye and throwing meatballs at me and kicking me in the face.
My son's 20. It's weird when I hold him.
Yeah. It's even weirder when I hold him. Okay, let's talk Play It Forward a little bit, the philanthropic arm of what you do and getting instruments in the hands of kids that don't get that chance because so many music programs are going away. Where are we with that?
Things are going great. And I know last week I did want to mention that when I left here, I went to meet with Savannah, a young lady that we talked about that was rescued from sex trafficking. And even now, even when I say the word, it's still, I have a hard time wrapping it around my head. But we did give her a beautiful acoustic guitar. She was lovely to meet. She's got an amazing story. And updates on her, she's been playing the guitar every day. And what I thought was kind of cool is she had mentioned to me that the time is going by so much faster. And I love that because I think that speaks volumes of what musicians and the art is all about. Yeah. Spending time with the guitar and learning how to play. So great Play It Forward story, and we'll be following up with her quite a bit as the weeks go on.
Good. What are you looking for? What do you need now?
Still want those violins, though I got an email before I left the house. The lady is donating 2 violins, so now we're down to 13.
I have one for you, too.
Ah, look at that. We're down to 12. So this mission is going to be accomplished. And Baby Blue Showcase is coming up at the end of November, Thanksgiving weekend. It always benefits Play It Forward. So a great opportunity to bring an instrument if you're coming downtown to BB's Blues, Jazz, and Soups.
All right, so we will do that. Slam and Sammy Sound, Play It Forward, STL.org for more information. Good to see you. Thank you for bringing Rebecca also.
That was kind of fun, just a little something different. Rebecca Brogan.
It's been a long time since we were all together.
Oh, hasn't it been?
That was like 3 jobs ago for me, actually.